Tzadik Tev. Yeah, the Gemara says top. The Gemara says like this. The Yar Avdoi Chayiv says now Mishnah that if he sends the if the marshal, if the owner sends the ox to the shoyl, the Yad Avdoi, so then the shoyl is Chayiv. So Rashi learns that it's a question like Bitmiya, Kitoni Omalei Hashoyl Shocholi. If the shoyl, the shoyma that says to the owner, listen, send me the pora, and he says the Yad Avdecho, send it to me in the hands of your Revid, v'sholcholoi, and the owner send it. So it says chayiv hashoyl. It says the locker is that the shoyl is chayiv. V'yoyntzeho b'derech. Anything happens on the road, the shoyl is already chayiv. Why? Because since the shoyl, the shoyma said, send it to me. So as soon as the owner sends it, it's called rishus hashoyl. But the question is over here, if the owner sent it with his own eved, so it never left the rishus of the owner. Rashi says. The Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabba Damya. Vareyu Kilo Halicha Loihu. It's like the owner is going along with the Poro. So why is the Shoyl Chayiv? It never left the Rishus of the owner yet. So more like Mor's question is, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So it never left the Rishus of the master. So Gemara answer is, Amar Shmuel, the Eved Ivri. The Mishnah is talking about an Eved Ivri. The Lekone Legufa. That the owner, the master, does not own his Eved Ivri. So therefore, when the shoyl says to the owner, send me your pora, and then the owner sends it with his own Eved Ivri, so as soon as the Eved Ivri takes it, it's called in the rishus of the shoyl, and if it dies on the way there, the shoyl is chayiv. Because here we do not say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Rav Amar Rabbi says no. Afilo Taima Bi Eved Kenani. Even if you want to say our Mishnah is talking about an Eved Kenani, that the mashil sent it with his own Eved Kenani, still, nasets as if the shomer told the owner, hekisha b'makil, v'tovoy, like hit it with a stick and let it come to me. And as soon as the shomer hits it with a stick, that's like a kinyan meshicha, like you're causing it to come after you, therefore your chayiv is in your rishus. Rashi says, it should come acharai hilkach mishiyotso mechatzeroi, shobailim. As soon as it left the chotzer of the owner, it's sitting in the shomer's rishus. Because since it's moving because of you, it's called like it's in your rishus right now. So Mara says, Meitz, we have a question. It says, Hashoyel haporo. V'sholcholoi, if you're going to borrow a cow, and it was sholcholoi, it was sent to you. V'yad v'noi. V'yad shluchoi chayiv. It was sent v'yad the son, or of the owner, made a shliach, then the shoyl is chayiv. But the yad avdoi potter, but it says if the master send it, the yad his eved, so vice versa, yad eved ki yad rabbi, it's still called in the rishus of the owner, therefore if it dies on the road, the shoyl is potter. So now, vishlei melish shmuel, it's very good according to Shmuel, there's no spiritual mishnah, mas nisen be eved ivri. Our mishnah that says the shoyl is chayiv is talking about where the owner sent it with his eved ivri. So we don't say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, therefore the Shoyl is Chayiv. The Braisa that says that the Shoyl is Potom, the Eved Kenani, where the master sent it with his own Eved Kenani. So with an Eved Kenani, there we say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, it did not leave the Rishus of the master. Therefore the Shoyl is Potom. Mor says, according to Shmuel is good. Elo L'Rab, according to Rav Kasha, according to Rav it's a Kasha, the Mishnah to the Braisa. Because the Rav says our Mishnah is also talking about a Eved Kenani, and a Eved Kenani still the Shoyl is Chayiv. So how come over here the Braisa says the Shoyl is Potter? Omolach Rav enters and says, Loi Teima, don't say Pshar now Mishnah is that Nase Koima Loi, that if the Shoyl tells the master to send it to him with his Eved Kenani, it's as if he said it. El rather Eima say like this, the Omalei Hakesha B'makav Hitovoi. We're talking about that the shoyl spoke up, and the shoyl said clearly, I want you to hit your pora for me to make it to come to me. So, therefore, the Mishnah that says the shoyl is chayiv is where the shoyl told the owner, hit it for me, that the pora should come to me. So, as soon as it leaves the rishus of the owner, it's already considered rishus hashoyl, he's chayiv. And the Braisa that says that it's potter is where the shomer did not speak out and say clearly, hit it for me. So therefore, if he sent it with a David, since Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, it's always considered in the hands of the owner until it reaches the Shoyl Mamsh. to go to Yitma would hurt like this. Hashileni parosko. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, please lend me your paro. The omale biyad mi. So the owner says, with who should I send it? The omale, the shoyma says, hekesha b'maka v'tovoy, just hit it with a stick and let it come to me. So Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Avahu, Omar Rav, kivan sheyotzes mishus mashal, as soon as the paro goes out, leaves the rishus of the owner, it leaves the rishus of the mashal, right away it's sitting in the rishus of the shoyal. Therefore, Mesa, if it dies on the road, Chayiv, the locker is the Shoyal is Chayiv. That's Pshat, that's what Rav meant to say, that's Pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore, there's no theory to the Braitzer. It's only where he spoke out clearly, hid it for me. But if he didn't speak out clearly, hid it for me, then the Shoyal would be Potter. The verse says, name of Messiah, I'll bring you proof of this. It says, Hashileni, Perosko. If Reuven, the Shoyal, goes over to someone and says, listen, I want to borrow your Poro. V'yom alei biyad mi, and the owner says to him, biyad mi, who should I send it with? V'yom alei, and the shoyal says back, hekesha b'maka v'itavoy, just hit it with a stick and let it come to me. So it says clearly that kivon sheyotzes mishus mashil, as soon as the poro leaves the rishus of the owner of the mashil, who may send it dies on the way, chayiv, the shoyal is chayiv. So we see this svarah that if it was hit for the sake of the shoyol, that makes it like Rishus HaShoyol, and therefore it's Chayiv. It says, Omer Rav Ashi, Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Hocha B'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegoyin Shohoyso Chatzeroi, Shel Shoyol, Lefnim, Me Chatzeroi Shomashil. We're talking about over here that the Chotzer of the Shoyol was like inside the Chotzer of the Mashil. The mamish, they both live one next to another. Therefore, the chimishal cholo vad el hosam ozlo. When the marshal like hits the poro, that the poro should go, for sure it's going to go to the rishus of the shayol. Therefore, the shayol is gone mabadaita right away. Therefore, it's called in his rishus. For the gemara, hoki if so, my lemeim, what are you going to tell me then? The korb shita. If they're one next to another, so pshita it's like rishus of the shayol. Where it says the chiddush is like tzaricho tiiko gezaisa, they are like gezaisa. Rashi says sheyesh bechotzer hamashil zovius. There are corners. The yuktsin shechol losa shom. There are some obstacles there, some corners there that the cow may go to. So ma the time I would have thought to say loisom chadaita, that even though the shoyel told the marshal hit the yipora and send them to me, maybe still the shoyel is not samech das. He's not for sure it would come to him, because maybe he'll get lost or get stuck in these other places. Dilma kaima hosam loyasya. Maybe the cow will stay there in the corner or behind the uksin and not come to the shoyol. Or oslo bloy loyasya oslo lehedya won't come. Kamash mula natsakirish no. Come teach us. The sam chedaita, yes. The shoyol is samech das. If the shoyol tells the marshal, you send your paro to me and my chotzer is inside your chotzer, it's right next to one another, even though it's possible to make it stuck in the corner, that we're not afraid about. That's the chiddush, the shoyal is soymechdas. Omar Rav Huna. Huna says, HaShoyal kardo mechaveroi. If you borrow an axe or a hammer from your friend, bokaboy konoi. If you use it, you bang with it, then you kona. Rashi says, HaShichli meishilosoi. It's like in your rishos until you finish the time that you can't use it anymore. Loy boka boy, let's say you do not use it, you do not bang with it, loy kono, you're not koino. So Rashi says, the ksovak as he holds, ain't meshicha koino v'shemrim, that a shemer is not koino just with meshicha. It's not enough just to drag it into your rishus. You have to make a maisa kinyan. So therefore, if you use it, that's the kinyan. If you do not use it, you didn't make a kinyan yet, you're potter. So Gemara says, lamai, what are we talking about over here? Eli Meli Yoinsin, if you want to tell me it's a Shaila, when does a Shoyal have its Chiyuva Yoinsin? If so, my Shino Poro de Misha Shilo, why by a Poro do we say as soon as you take it? Right away, you have Chiyuva Mishmira. So why is a Bika any different? How come here we say if you borrow the Kardum? How come we say if you borrow the Kardum, so you're not Koiner it until you make a Kinyan? Why is it different than a Poro? Elo Lechur Lechazora. It means when could you return it? Bokaboy, if you use it, le matzahodabe, mashal, then you can't retract anymore. That's what it means. That the marshal has to give it to you. He can't take it back from you anymore. Loi boka boy. Let's say even though you borrowed this axe, but you did not use it yet. Motzei marshal hodebei. The chiddush is that the owner could retract and say, no, I want it back. Maybe that's what's magei to. So Mor says, so, opligi di rabami, he yagas on rabami. If that's what Rav Huna meant, he yagas on rabami. The yoma rabami said, hamash yul kardam shal hegdish. If you lend somebody this act that belongs to hegdish, belongs to hegdish, moal lufi tevas anor shaboy, when you use it, you're over, you're over this amidlo according to how much enjoyment you have from it. So Rashi says, moil means hamashil. The one that lent it, the owner, is over the Yisamilov, L'shalem L'hegdish Karen, Shenene B'shalosoi, how much enjoyment the owner had from the fact he lent it out. Omahi Anosoi, what type of enjoyment does the owner have? He doesn't charge any money for it. He's only lending it. So what enjoyment does he have? So Rashi says, the more means, L'fi toiva tano shaboi, how much enjoyment he has. What does that mean? Oimdim, we value it. Boy, kama who writes the liyos nechta mishaloi lahachtek loy hashel toivas kizu toivas anor. In other words, you feel happy that the other person owes you back a favor, and it's worth money to you. So how much is worth it that you're lending it to him in order that now he owes you back a favor? How much that is worth? That's how much hanor you have to pay back to Hegdish. So you see, the mashul, the owner, is over in Yisamila right away. The chaveroi mutel of akeya by the chachila, and now the friend is allowed to use it. Rashi says, "Afilu yoda." Even if the one that borrowed it knows that it belongs to Hegdish, he's allowed to use it now. Rashi says, "The akashibol yodoi shu shel Hegdish shemechiv b'chishogel by hamashu v'neschayim the meitevus anol Hegdish yotzan yosel chulin lemaisa." That makes it go out lechulin. So now the shoyl is allowed to use it. Now the question is, v'loikano, if the shoyl is not koinerit, according to you, Rav Huna, before the shoyl makes a kinyan, uses it, he's not koneret, he's so am I mo. So why is the masha, why is the owner over the Yisamila? There was no haitzom reshus.